tell me if this is good parenting or bad parenting.
Okay.
We have a very large family, four kids. Our 15-year-old spent $500 on Fortnite skins. So I guess Fortnite is a game. You could buy skins for the game, the back of the game. And right. He spent $500. Just kept hitting yes, okay, buy.
Okay.
So his parents...
How old's the kid? Wait, may I, again, how old the kid, 15. Kid is? Okay.
So at 15, you know better. If they say this Fortnite skin is $10, you know what $10 is if you're 15.
Right.
So they have four kids. They said, we're not getting this child anything for Christmas. Because we have to pay the $500. That's his Christmas present. But the other children are going to be downstairs Christmas morning opening presents. He ain't getting nothing.
Okay, let me start with telling you this. There's a lot of Fortnite skins. There's a lot of characters and outfits on this list. So it's not like you're just going to get one. It's not unlike when you were a kid and you would collect Star Wars toys. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So instead of collecting toys, you collect the skins. So it's kind of the same thing. You're not just going to get Luke Skywalker. You know, you need everybody. You need the whole crew of people. So
right.
I understand why the kid did it. So if you don't understand what a Fortnite skin is, definitely Google it and look it up, especially if you're a parent, because you should know what it is, because there's literally hundreds of them.
But you can't sit there and click buy. You have to figure it out. It's like if I'm playing Angry Birds and it says you want another bird, it's going to be $9.95 and I hit yes, I should know that that's coming out of my bank account.
Right.
And at 15, you kind of know what money is. But is that a good punishment that he's going to go downstairs Christmas morning and nothing is going to be there?
I don't think it's this kid's fault. He's only 15. You know, I mean, 15, yes, you can form sentences and you could understand
you
things.
You and I
but
had jobs at 15. So,
well, we did. That's true. We did have jobs at 15.
We knew what money was. We worked for it at 15.
We were unusual kids. Most of my friends didn't have jobs at 15. Actually, none of my friends had jobs. I was like one of the only ones. I had like one other friend maybe, but you and I are very unusual for 15-year-olds. I mean, I actually got a fake ID because they wouldn't hire you in my town until you were 16. So I got a fake ID to say I was older so I can
drink.
Not to drink. So I can work. Yeah. I was actually 14 and a half and I got something that said I was 16 so I can get a job. So you and I are very different like that. But it's not that the kid doesn't understand what money is. You have to remember that 15, your frontal lobe is still not fully developed. You don't really grasp the consequences of your actions. And the whole thing about Fortnite is it's designed to get you into it and get you to want to collect these skins. Like I said, there's hundreds of them. He's not the only kid. The fact that he only spent $500 shows a little bit of restraint on his part, in my opinion. But his parents should not have given him a credit card. The parents should not have allowed him. This is 100% on the parents, not on him. And it is really, really cruel and bad parenting to punish him by not letting him participate in Christmas like the rest of his family. Find another way to punish him. Have a talk with him. Take his credit card away. Take Fortnite away from him for a week. Like, those are better consequences. But not giving him a Christmas gift when his brothers and sisters are getting Christmas gifts, I think that's really, really cruel.
Well, my oldest, when I had a computer when he was like four, and he jumped off the couch and jumped onto my laptop and broke it, I saved that laptop so he could take it to college with him, because you got to learn.
That's adorable that you thought either one of your kids would be going to college.
that's the bad thing is they didn't go. So
no, I know. Well, they're your kids. They would never go to college.
Joke.
That's so funny.
I kept that computer for 10 years, hoping that it would follow him to college. Never went.
He showed you.
Yeah. So I tried to do that. Yeah. I don't think they should keep Christmas away from the kid.
No, that's really, really mean. I mean, just don't buy him as expensive a gift, maybe, if you're feeling like bitter, but you can't give the kid nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand. Okay. But then on the other hand, you as a parent, I don't know how kids are with siblings. I was an only child. So if I know that my three sisters, if we all got dresses and my dress, okay, how about this? This is exactly the analogy I want to use. I have three sisters. The four of us have asked for a specific brand of dress for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say
Gucci.
Or just Gucci. We can't afford Gucci. Juicy Couture.
Okay.
Get the Gap. I don't care. But I'm the youngest and I'm still growing. My sisters are older, and whatever size they are, they're probably going to be for a few more years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one who's still growing. So I'm going to need the size 6X, the child size, whereas my siblings are wearing extra small, small, large, whatever sizes they are. So my parents spend less money on me than on my siblings because I'm still growing. They don't get me the expensive version. They get me the cheap version that looks like the expensive version because I'm still growing.
Right.
I would be very bitter about that. I'd be very angry. It's not my fault that I'm the youngest. It's not my fault that I'm smaller.
And your sisters are going to make fun of you. That you got.
Well, they're not
going to
make fun of me. They no.
No,
maybe,
they do. They do. Brothers and sisters are horrible.
Oh,
horrible.
Okay. Okay, so they're going to make fun of me also on top of it all. But I think I would feel a little lesser. Like, if I know that that dress was $100 and mine was $25, and they spent $100 on each one of my sisters and only $25 on me, I would think on some level that has something to do with how much they love me and how they feel about me. That would make me feel bad.
Yeah, it could change your whole life. That could that could take you down a whole different road later in life.
Right. Okay, so in that vein, the kid that spent $500, the other three siblings didn't get to spend $500. So do you think that they're going to be resentful? They're going to be jealous? Do you think that's going to be, why can't I spend $500?
Right. You better get me a Christmas present worth $600 then, or you love him more.
That's what I'm saying. So the fact that the kid got away with spending $500, what do you think about that as a father?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I would love to say you're not getting anything for Christmas and they are, and you're just going to, but I would break down and buy him something, you know, and it's just a family thing we're going to have to get over. We're going to all discuss it as a family and we'll figure it out. But I don't know. That's
right. You get nothing for Christmas. And his response is, I don't care. We're Jewish.
I mean, you're not getting anything for 8 days.